Well, for most, a new school year has begun, and students may be talking about some changes in one of their favorite subjects, lunch. Schools are now required to meet new government guidelines for nutrition that were first made public back in the beginning of 2011. But starting this fall, schools must now meet the new standards in order to qualify for government reimbursement for low and no-cost meals served to low-income students under USEA school lunch and breakfast programs. There are a lot of new requirements, but Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack gives a quick rundown on some of the basics.
Over time, a reduction of the sodium content of meals being served to youngsters. For the first time, we'll establish maximum levels of calories in addition to the minimum level of calories that are currently established under the standards. We'll also encourage far more consumption of fruits and vegetables by encouraging at least one additional cup of vegetables being made available on a daily basis and increasing significantly the amount of fruit that's available, suggesting that up to 50% of the grain served would be whole grain, and also reducing the fat and milk content by going to a skim milk or low-fat milk.
Vilsack adds that the new standards will help bring school meals more into line with the Ag Department's dietary guidelines and are based on recommendations from an Institute of Medicine study from a couple of years ago. Officials say the long-term goal is to steer the diet away from what some call an epidemic of childhood obesity. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.